The federal government has opened the spending taps. The budget announced on Monday has more than $100 billion in new spending to deal with the pandemic and beyond. So what will that mean for this province? Seamus O'Regan is the federal minister for natural resources, and he spoke to Here Now's Peter Cowan.
So childcare is one of the big new initiatives. You want to reduce the cost by 50% and then down to just $10 a day by 2025. But there's a bit of a catch. The provincial government has to contribute. So how realistic is that considering the financial problems this province faces?
Well, the province and the premier had made a commitment, you know, that they wanted to reach $25 a day. So, you know, we know that this is definitely their intention. This is where they want to go. We'll discuss that with the province, but we know, you know, this is definitely where we want to go. I mean, the finance minister, you know, acknowledged the fact that she has three children. She as a working mother and called childcare what I know a lot of friends of mine have called it. It's a second mortgage, I mean, for the amount of money that you have to pay to look after your kids. So getting this down to $10 a day on average right across the country is not just the right thing to do, and it is the right thing to do, but economically it is the best thing that we could do, because we've learned an awful lot from this pandemic. It has exposed and kind of accelerated trends that we could see. We knew that, you know, having unreasonably expensive childcare in this country was holding back women in the workforce. When we hold back women in the workforce, we're not getting the best talent in the workforce that we need to continue to drive our economy. This is an economic imperative as well as, I think, the right thing to do.
Let's talk about some of the things that we didn't see in the budget. If you were looking closely for Muskrat Falls or any talk of mitigating the impending spike in hydro rates, that wasn't in there. Why didn't that get a mention?
Well, I think because the work is ongoing. I mean, we've been working on Muskrat Falls for some time. I don't need to get into the delay from the campaign and from the election. That did not stop our officials from continuing the work that needs to be done. And they've been doing that. I can tell you that we're all back at the table. We were as soon as the new government was formed. And everything is on the table. We have made commitments about Muskrat Falls. We want to help the province see us through this. So it didn't need to have a specific mention in the budget. We are committed to working with the province on this, end of story. And the negotiations are ongoing, but we're committed to finding results.
There was a little mention there of the Atlantic Loop. So yes. How specifically is the federal government supporting this idea of moving hydropower from Labrador into the Maritimes and beyond?
We're quite intent on it. The Atlantic Loop came about with a number. You had five provinces that are involved. You have five utilities that are involved. In the federal economic statement, we put $25 million towards coordinating it, putting it together, and doing the pre-engineering work that we need to do. This is about lowering emissions. So it is about primarily, and I've been very frank about this, it is not the pandemic, it is not the panacea, excuse me, that we have been looking for on Muskrat Falls. What it does offer, though, is a really good chance to strengthen our grid and to lower emissions. It's about getting the Maritimes off of coal, primarily Nova Scotia and New Brunswick. And Newfoundland and Labrador can help here. So that's what we're doing. But, you know, that kind of coordination amongst utilities, building these sorts of relationships, strengthening our grid in this country, increasing the demand for renewable power, that bodes well for Muskrat Falls, too. So I'm not saying it's the panacea, but I am saying that we're heading in the right direction with that, and it does allow all of us to contribute to lowering emissions.
Now, looking at this budget, there wasn't really much that was specifically for the oil and gas sector. So how does this budget help me if I'm an unemployed offshore oil worker in this province?
So we've got $2 billion over the next 3 years in what I would call not retraining, but retooling. Because we need our oil and gas workers in order to accomplish two things, to lower emissions and to build renewables. The province, as I've said before, is in a good spot in that, oil will be with us for some time, and we've heard that many times. But I would also add to that, that's not an excuse for doing nothing. When we say that oil will be with us for some time, what we are saying is that we have to focus on lowering the emissions. The province is in a pretty good spot because that sweet light crude that we produce on our offshore is some of the lowest emitting in the world. So if the world needs to use oil, whether it be for energy or whether it be for plastics or whatever, then we want the world to use that sort of oil. We want it to be, low emission. But we need our workers to lower it even more. We need them to do that in Alberta and Saskatchewan, too. And we need them in order to build renewables. I mean, Bill Gates was down at CERAWeek, which is the big oil and gas week in Houston. And this year, you know, acknowledged that, it's Canada's oil and gas workers that we need, because they are the ones who understand the complex engineering. They're the ones who have the ingenuity and the expertise. We're going to need them in order to lower emissions and to build up renewables.
That's Seamus O'Regan, the federal minister for natural resources. He was speaking to the CBC's Peter Cowan.